Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Winning an Olympic gold medal and then, of course, being the undisputed world 168-pound champion. How the heck can Andre Ward let anybody down? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And the bottom line is, today we bring you an outstanding show. That's right, we bring you the unified world 112-pound champion. I'm talking about the female side, Ava Knight in the house. That's right, Ava Knight in the house, of course, going down there and upsetting Mariana Juarez in Mexico a couple of weeks ago. A big upset there. She is the female executioner, and we'll have her on in a few minutes. We'll also talk some San Francisco boxing with one of her gym mates who's on HBO next week. I'm talking about the undefeated junior welterweight Kareem Hot Hitter Mayfield. That's right, Kareem Mayfield and Ava Knight to spend some time with us on this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the boxing edition. Of course, the MMA edition always follows an hour later. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll get the Twitter thing going in just a minute. Twitter using the hash mark Ring Talk, RingTalk. You can join us on that, or you can hit us up on the toll-free. And when I say toll-free, I mean it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and that's Greg Adams with East Bay Soul.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
No, just before the door closes when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Check it, 12, make it 13 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. But straight up, last night, of course, Showtime had four bouts on, I wouldn't call it quality bouts, but they would call them decent bouts. And they were on TV, and people got to see four boxing matches for four so-called title events. And the man that knows more about these title events than anybody else, because he graded these events going into Saturday night's card at ringtalk.com, is my man KP, Kevin Perry. And Kev, talk to me. This guy Danny Garcia, is that left hook for real or what?
Oh, yeah. He's had two spectacular knockouts his last two fights. He's won three pretty significant bouts this year. Like, I guess beating Eric Morales twice doesn't mean a whole lot, but I mean, that knockout last night, I mean, that was highlight reel material there. And then his knockout of Amir Khan was a pretty big upset. So he could make a case for him being Fighter of the Year. I know a lot of people are talking about Nonito Donaire getting Fighter of the Year, and he can also make a decent case for himself as well.
Danny Garcia, of course, 25-0 now, 16 KOs, a fourth-round KO over Mexican iconic ring legend, a kid from Tijuana. I used to watch him fight in the preliminaries down there back in the day. 52-9, 36 KOs. It's about time for him to call it a career. The time was 123 of round number four. Now, he wants to have one more fight in TJ and then maybe call it a day or what?
Yeah, that's what he wants to do. It's, you know, a farewell type of fight, I guess you could say. And I'm assuming they're not going to put him in with anybody who's all that good. You know,
that means they're obviously they're going to put him in with guys like you and me.
Yeah, I'll fight Eric Morales for the right price. I'll take a nice beating.
Okay, so Eric Morales is done. Let's talk about the other fights on the card. Peter Quillin, he knocked down Hossein Najani, who's now 27-1, 17 KOs six times. And I tell you, I knew that Hassan was a live underdog, being a defending champion, and having watched his fights in the past, I saw his resiliency and his toughness, but getting up after six knockdowns, good Lord, that's a lot of knockdowns.
Yeah, and I think the thing with he was a very, very tough fighter. The problem with him is when he started to open up, he kind of made a lot of mistakes. He'd exchange punches with Quillin, who for the most part didn't really show a whole lot of boxing skills, but he showed good reflexes. He had a good left hook. And I think early, the biggest mistake that was made was the French fighter, and I'll refer to him as a French fighter because I can't really pronounce his name all that well. So the French fighter, he just, for some reason, he could not get out of the way of the left hook. I think one of the knockdowns was with the right hand. All the rest was from the left hook. He knew once they got in exchanges that the punch he was going to get hit with was the left hook, and for some reason, he just kept getting nailed with it. Pretty much all the rounds he didn't get knocked out in, or knocked down in, he won. So, I mean, he was pretty formidable in there. It's just kind of hard to win a fight when you get knocked down six times.
Okay,
but he did put up a very good effort.
But, you know, according to the British folks, and had it been scored on rounds, the champion would have retained his title 6-5-1 because of the knockdowns involved. He obviously won on points. Let's switch up here. Devin Alexander, Devin put me to sleep, Alexander. When I say put me to sleep, I'm not talking about with his knockout power. I'm talking about with his fighting style. He was a winner last night, a unanimous winner in 12 over Randall Bailey, 115, 111, 116, 110, 117, 109. The great Alexander, now 24-1, 13 KOs, Bailey, who was way, 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 way over the hill and beat Mike Jones on a bit of an upset earlier this year, an unproven talent, Mike Jones, 43-8, 37 KOs, the IBF welterweight title on the line. Is Devon a big threat at welterweight? Do you think he could beat Robert Guerrero?
Yeah, I think he could beat Robert Guerrero. I think his style is will be very good against Guerrero because he's got the quicker hands than Guerrero. He's more natural at the weight, and he's a pretty good puncher. The problem with last night against Bailey was he was just pretty much concerned about not making any mistakes, and that's kind of partially why the fight was boring. And then the other half of it, or 60% of why the fight was boring, was because Bailey was like a one-trick pony. I mean, it was pretty obvious what he was trying to do. He was very predictable. He was trying to land that right hand. The only problem with his strategy was, to land the right hand, you got to throw the right hand. And he didn't really throw it enough to really give Alexander a whole lot to think about. Alexander had the quicker hands, better footwork. He was kind of turning them a lot and spinning them around and really giving him a frustrating target to hit. So I thought it was a good performance. It was definitely wasn't an entertaining bout, as you could see by all the booing in the crowd. And It was pretty, you'd have to be pretty disappointed, or if you were fighting in there and you're getting booed the whole time, but at the end of the day, you got the W.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, in the other fight on the card, Paulie Malignaggi, the kid from Brooklyn, New York, former United States Golden Glove champion, now the WBA welterweight, that's 147-pound title holder, 32-4, 7 KOs, can't punch, won a 12-round split decision over Pablo Cesar Cano. And Cano's claim to fame, of course, is losing, I think, by stoppage to the aforementioned Eric Morales, now 25-2-1, 19 KOs. Scores 114, 114 twice for Malignaggi, and then 118, 109 for Cano. Let me tell you what sort of happened here to me. This fight put me to sleep. I was watching the fight, and I guess about the 6th or 7th round, I fell asleep, and then I woke up in, like, the 2nd round of the Garcia-Morales fight. So I didn't get to see all those rounds in between in which Paulie Malignaggi got knocked down in the 11th round and things like that. But was the fight close, and what's going on? We've got judges like 10 points apart. What's going on?
I thought it was a pretty close fight. You can make an argument that Cano won the fight. I think the biggest problem on his end was he kind of started a little slow. He was getting outboxed in the early rounds. I think Austin Trout, who was one of the commentators or the analysts last night, Austin Trout is fighting the Gil Cotto, I think, in December. He had Malignaggi, I think, up maybe 5-0 after the first 5 rounds. And I think you can make a case if that's how the fight was going. But after a while, I think as Malignaggi kind of started to tire a bit from the moving, and he kind of figured out what punches to throw, and he was timing that right hand. He was getting in pretty good. He was landing some pretty good body shots early, I think, which helped him turn the tide quite a bit. And he did have that knockdown in the 11th round. was definitely put him back in the fight on the scorecards. The problem is when you're fighting a guy at home, don't expect to win a lot of close rounds. And I think that's what happened. I mean, he made a pretty good effort. I mean, he didn't make the weight, so it's kind of a little suspect there. But, I mean, he did look a little soft in the midsection. I don't think Paulie put in enough work to his body, and I think that's what kept Cotto in the fight. And he had a nasty cut that he was fighting through for about 8-9 rounds. And, yeah. I mean, you got to give the guy credit. I mean, he didn't panic. I mean, he's a young 23-year-old fighter, and he definitely at least made a mark that he could get another pretty decent big fight in the United States. And maybe they'll throw him in there with Devin Alexander. That might be a good little showcase bout for Alexander.
Yeah, well, you can jump on the bandwagon. I'm not jumping with you. Luis Collazo, the bad luck kid, 32-5, 16 KOs, won an 8-round decision over a guy named Stephen Chambers, who's 24-2 now, 6 KOs, not much of a puncher in a junior middleweight bout. Of course, he was shafted, I believe, in a fight with Shane Mosley and a couple of other times there were some questionable bouts involving Mr. Collazo, so we wish him the very best of luck. Across the pond, Kell Brook went to 29-0 and 19 KOs. He knocked out Hector Salida, 41-3 and 32 KOs. This guy's a welterweight worth keeping your eye on, I'm telling you. Kell Brook, no question about that. We do have open phone lines tonight, coast to coast, folks, today. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Little trivia, per se. Welterweight, Jorge Maromero Paez Jr. That's right, not the old man, Jr. 33-4-1, 19 KOs, won a 10-round majority decision over Charlie Jose Navarro, 22-6, 17 KOs, to grab the WBC silver belt. And you heard Ava Knight, who grabbed that WBC silver belt when she beat Mariana Juarez a fortnight ago in Mexico City. She said the diamond belt is beautiful. So if they can get a nice little belt out of this, maybe they can sell later in life when they need it and take it to a pawn shop like Diego Corrales did in Las Vegas when times got tough. More power to him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. The mighty Tower of Power, folks, is a house band. This is what they sound like. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't keep
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses, so I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk, and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
The impossible mission, having delivered radio to you on the Fight Game now for 28 years and a month. Yeah, in the 29 years of radio. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. I want to say hello to my folks down there in Orlando, Florida, as I will be going to Florida for the week. Orlando, Florida, I'm listening on Sports Talk 1080. Yeah, Orlando. I'll be in Orlando. I'll be in Miami. I'll be in Fort Lauderdale. I'll be hitting the floor. I won't be going up to Pensacola, so I won't be seeing Roy Jones, who's going to fight, I heard, Kimbo Slice. Did you hear that, Kev, that Roy Jones is going to fight Kimbo Slice? Kevin's gone? All right, good enough. Well, let Kev go. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. A little, little funniness in the studio there. At least by myself. Miguel Vasquez in the main event at the Turning Stone Casino in Verano, New York. Now, listen, if you're looking for a place to go and have a few beers, this is not the place to go. This is a dry casino, I kid you not. He is 31-3 as Miguel Vasquez, taking on Marvin Quintero, 25-3. They are both pretty good fighters. I think Vasquez is a far better fighter, and I think he should win. I think Ring Magazine's got him up there in the top five. That's for the IBF 135-pound title. Now, maybe before I go any further, let me go through the weight division in boxing for you before I talk about next week's card on HBO. That's October 27, 2012. You start off at 105 pounds. They call that minimum weight, Then you go to 108 pounds. That's junior flyweight. Then you go to flyweight. That's 112 pounds. Then you go to super flyweight. That's 115. Then you go to bantamweight. That's 118. Then you go to super bantamweight, that's 122. Then you go to featherweight, that's 126. Then you go to super featherweight, that's 130 pounds. Then you go to lightweight, that's 135 pounds. Then you go to junior welterweight, that's 140 pounds. Then you go to welterweight, that's 147 pounds. Then you go to 154 pounds, and that's junior middleweight. Some call it super welterweight. The middleweight title limit is 160 pounds. The super middleweight limit is 168 pounds. The light heavyweight title limit is 175. The cruiserweight championship, which few people care about, is 200 pounds. It started off at 190 pounds back in the day, about 25 years ago, but they moved it up to 200 pounds. And of course, the heavyweight division in boxing is anything above 200 pounds. So you could weigh like 320 pounds, like Nikolai Valuev, that big Russian, that hobo from across the pond that held the WBA crown for a while. He beat John Ruiz, so I want to thank him for that. But outside of that, man, talk about a Neanderthal. That was Valuev, no question about that. All right, so I went through the weight classes for you, okay? A junior welterweight going next week. He's on his show. You can go to the website right now, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. I'm talking about Cream Mayfield, unbeaten now. What's he like, 16-0, or yes, I think 16-0-1 with 10 knockouts. Taking on Mauricio Herrera, 18-2, 7 drops. Herrera is a busy fighter, as Cream has said on a prior show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He respects all of his opponents. I saw him a couple of days ago making a public appearance here in District 5 here in San Francisco. And speaking of District 5, District 5 supervisor Christina Olagi is going to give Cream Mayfield an award at City Hall, San Francisco City Hall. Looks like that's going to go down on October 30th. That's a Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So the hard hitter from District 5 is being honored by the Board of Supervisors and the mayor. I guess they'll give him a proclamation and that kind of good stuff. Good picture taking opportunity, and the kid should be honored. He's a credit to the neighborhood. He's a credit to boxing. He's a credit. He's just across the board. He's sort of like Andre Ward. Okay, not quite as square as Andre Ward, but he's a good kid, and I can't think of nothing but good things for him. I mean, I watch him ever since he was like 100 pounds, 105, 110 pounds. He was a little skinny kid, and he's moved up. Of course, he was fighting at 147. And I mentioned both to he and his trainer, Ben Batista, that he needs his mentor, his life mentor. Of course, the guy that runs a straightforward boxing club on 7th Street here in San Francisco. I said, Kareem's sort of like me. He said, what's that? He said, he's a small welterweight, but he's a big junior welterweight. And if he can get him down to 140, I think that's where he'd probably be better off. And right now he's ranked in the top five of the WBO at 140 pounds, and he's dropped his weight. He told me that he's a welterweight still as we speak, but when he hits Verano, New York, on Tuesday, he says he'll start to cut the weight off, and he expects to make 140 by the Friday weigh-in. So that is the HBO. There's a third fight on the card. A kid I don't know a whole lot about, Thomas Dulamy, 16-0, taking on Luis Abriga, 33-1. I don't know about either fighter, so I'm going to sort of pass on that one. If you don't have the HBO and you don't know how to watch the fight next week on the internet, you can watch Telefutura October 27th, of course. Antonio Escalante, 28-4, once thought to be the guy. I mean, they really thought he had the goods. And then he got stopped a couple times, beaten up a couple other times. So now he's 28-4. He's out of New Mexico. He's taking on Rocky Juarez. Remember Rocky? Wasn't he like the 2000 Olympic silver medalist? I think it was 2000. Yeah, I think it was 28-10-1 now. He's basically an opponent. I mean, that's what he's had like 8 or 9 title shots. He's fought in everybody. Barrera. I mean, he's fought them all. Okay. And he's lost to most of the good guys he's fought to. But I remember we had an NBC card when NBC, the big network, the Peacock Network, was doing boxing back in the, I guess about 2001. I would think it was about 2001 from Las Vegas. We had to start the card at 10:30 in the morning, Las Vegas time. So there was nobody in the crowd. I mean, like 18, 20 people. I kid you not. It was like they couldn't show the crowd because there was no crowd to show. But this was NBC doing their experimental television broadcast, of course, live on the East Coast and then taped late on the West Coast, but that didn't work out. And of course, NBC now has their own NBC Sports Network, and they're showing fights on network as well. Main Events, who had the close ties. I'm talking about Kathy Duva, the wife of the late Dan Duva, who founded Main Events. It wasn't Lou Duva. Everybody thinks that Lou Duva, the cartoon character, the old guy, he was the one that started Main Events. I don't know. His genius son, and he was a genius. He passed away from brain cancer, I think, about 15 years ago now. But Dan Duva, he was the guy that came up with the concept of pay-per-view. When all the other promoters fought him, and I mean they fought him hard. They didn't want to have nothing to do with it, okay? I'm talking about home pay-per-view, you know, when you tune in and watch a fight at home. Well, guess what? Before, it didn't happen. You had to go to a theater, an arena, some special entity in order to watch a closed-circuit boxing match. He had to pay like 10 bucks or 15 bucks at the door. So they wiped all that out when they went with pay-per-view. And of course, pay-per-view came around. It really started to hit its stride about 90, 92, 93. But Duva had the idea back in 1981. when you put the first Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns fight, September of 1981, on limited pay-per-view across the country. Don King called him every dirty name in the book, as did Bob Arum, and guess what? They're making millions off of Dan Duva's idea today. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you're out of the country, 01-800-878-7529. Of course, the Twitter, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her, rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
That was the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey. Would you like to tick her off? Talk about domestic violence, huh? She'd slap Cuddy and me in the arm bar, we'd be done, like in seconds. We'd last less than Sarah Kaufman. I think Sarah Kaufman lasted 52 seconds. If she ever got me on the ground, it would be all over, folks. The bad news for Strikeforce. Now, of course, that's the MMA company that is owned by Zuffa Sports. Of course, Zuffa Sports also owns the UFC, but the November 3rd card in Oklahoma City has been canceled. Luke Rockhold suffered a wrist injury, and he's off, and they couldn't find an opponent for Daniel Cormier. Of course, he was supposed to fight Frank Mir, and then that fight fell apart. So the bottom line is that it's the third show in 9 weeks as far as showtime and Strikeforce is concerned that's been canceled. So everybody's getting paid, though. The UFC's stepping up. They are paying people, at least for their training expenses. I was told they're going to get the guarantees on the September 29th card and the October 29th card, and it was supposed to take place in Sacramento, California. Those guys got paid, all but Gilbert Melendez. So these guys are getting paid. You got to give it to them as far as the UFC is concerned. And I was told the UFC paid most fighters their guarantees, and for the UFC 151 cancellation when John Jones failed to step up to the plate and save the show. Of course, and take on Chael Sonnen instead of Dan Henderson, but he declined. And, of course, now he's the heel of the company. And the UFC 151 just wiped off the map, just never happened. So all the fighters on the UFC 151 card did get paid, and they have been told that they've been booked for a January show. So more power to them, UFC trying to do right by their people, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now, they are telling me that there's a bad relationship between Showtime and Strikeforce and the UFC. Okay, they just don't feel the love, I guess, at the UFC. They don't feel the UFC love Showtime and with Strikeforce. And you know, I mean, I agree with them to a certain extent, because none of the cards this year have drawn, with the exception of the cards with Ronda Rousey. That she's the only one that really draws. Gilbert Melendez, he didn't draw down there in San Jose. And that was only like 45 to 50 minutes from his house. Okay? So, I don't know. Is it the product? Do we have too much? Is there a saturation? Are we being oversaturated with MMA? Who knows? But the bottom line is, I know that they just signed a 2-year contract with Showtime. I think that was about a year ago. So, I guess they've had a year left with that contract. But both sides might be willing to throw in the towel and call it an early contract. And then, of course, the brand will certainly die if the Showtime relationship ends. And what can I say? They'll probably be going to the UFC, and then the UFC will have the Strikeforce stable. Of course, the guys that will be ready, the fighters will be ready in January for a Strikeforce, will be Gilbert Melendez, Ronda Rousey, Daniel Cormier, Nate Marquardt, Josh Thompson, and every other name guy on the roster. A lot of injuries there, but they are doing well. And I want to wish Gilbert Melendez the best. Of course, he is San Francisco's very own. But the UFC, might be time to start pushing Ronda Rousey. I mean, she's got the most mainstream marketability of anybody on the in the world of MMA right now. She just does. The Showtime contract, it keeps her from appearing on a UFC show. Still, Showtime is making the call to cancel the shows the past couple of weeks on the network. So, Zuffa's decided that against going forward with them as arena events, since ticket sales weren't good and because they legally couldn't get them on television. I don't know what that means. Anyway, back to that Spike TV brawl. Remember I told you Spike TV and FX are going back and forth? That's right. Of course, the new Ultimate Fighter series is going to come up. Not the one going right now. The next one will feature his coaches, John Jones and Chael Sonnen. Hey, those guys like each other a lot. Not. Anyway, Chuck Safer, the executive vice president of FX, says the Ultimate Fighter will be moving off Friday nights, probably going to, like, Tuesday night. You know, and I guess that would be sort of cool to have MMA in the middle of the week, because, you know, I think they're pushing things on the weekends. I think there's just not enough time in a weekend. People just don't get it. They don't. There's just not enough time in a weekend. I mean, you got Friday and Saturday nights, and without, you know, I know that some events draw better on DVR, on delayed broadcast than they do live. You know, like, seriously, they do real well. So I don't know where that's going, but the bottom line is FX Cable and this guy Chuck Safter, he's throwing rocks at Spike TV, saying Spike's been sabotaging his shows and he's going to move his show to probably Tuesday night. Of course, The Ultimate Fighter, the longest-running reality series in the history of television. located. I think when is it? The new taping begins on October 29th, but I think The Ultimate Fighter started about 2004, 2005. Maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong there. And John Jones said his refusal to face Chael Sonnen in a UFC 151 wasn't about money, but he wasn't going to fight Sonnen. Wasn't going to make the transition from right-hander to left-hander, train for one guy, doesn't want to fight the other. Of course, but he says he wants to fight Sonnen. He says he doesn't think Sonnen is of championship level. He wants to fight both him and Dan Henderson. Of course, Dan Henderson, 41 years old. Nice to want to fight guys that are older and smaller than you. That's what John Jones seems to be about now. I mean, I don't know if he's going to start cherry-picking or whatever. Yes, he's talented. And for those of you listening in Atlanta on 3WE, of course, you guys, John Jones is a legend to you back there, okay? But he's not, how can I put this? He's not Hoist Gracie. He didn't start the UFC. He's not the real big star of the UFC right now. Right now, if you put him and Ronda Rousey in a room with reporters, Ronda Rousey would have a big crowd of reporters. John Jones would have one guy over next to him. That would be his PR agent screaming at reporters to come over and talk to John Jones. I'm not saying Double J isn't a great fighter. He is a great fighter. He should be 17-0. That loss against Matt Hamill, disqualified on the ground, of course, with the elbows, probably shouldn't have happened. I mean, if he'd have been thinking, it wouldn't have happened. But he wasn't thinking. Okay, so he's now like 17-1 after that win over Vitor Belfort. I think it was a stoppage in the fourth round a few weeks ago. And the bottom line is, Vitor wasn't a 205-pounder. Bottom line is, Chael Sonnen is really not a 205-pounder. Both these guys fight at 185 pounds. That's Anderson Silva's weight class. And guess what? John Jones didn't want to fight Chael Sonnen. Oh, boy. I guess we'll never hear the end of this, folks. We really won't. The November 17th show in Montreal, that's right, Georgia St. Pierre and Carlos Condit, has sold, get this, 13,000 tickets already, about $2.5 million. Wow, so it's not like it used to be with GSP. I mean, when, you know, the place would be sold out weeks and weeks and weeks in advance, but 13,000 tickets sold isn't too bad. But I really think that Georges St. Pierre has returned to the world of MMA. I know a lot of you think he's the best fighter out there. I know Dana White's in love with him. I'm just not all that in love with him. I'm just not. Sorry. I'm not a big GSP fan. Anderson Silva's title reign, of course, is marked 6 years. I mentioned that in a prior show, but he won that title October 14th, 2006. Man, oh my, he's been around a long, long time. You got to give him some props. You really do. You got to give him some props. Remember that show in Rio de Janeiro a fortnight ago? Of course, UFC 152, I believe. Of course, Anderson Silva in the main event. Yeah, okay. Anderson Silva. You know what? Anderson's going to got to move up to 205. I mean, he beat Stephen Bonner. It was an unbelievable finish, the way he finished him with that knee. I mean, no question about it. But he needs to step up to 205 pounds. I think he's done everything he can at 185 pounds. So he wants to fight John Jones at a catch weight. I don't know what a catch weight would be between 185 and 205. And John Jones being 6'4", I don't know if he could drop any lower than 205 to begin with. But as I said, the gate was $2.5 million. There's no numbers as far as the pay-per-view is concerned, but I will say this, the fights aired in Brazil live on Globo TV from 12:40 to like 1:30 a.m. or so, 12:30 p.m. Take that back. The fights aired from 12:40 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Wow. Holy cow. And it did a 20 rating. And a 54 share. That would translate somewhere to between about 25 million viewers, according to my man Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com. The FX prelims on that card from Rio de Janeiro did a 0.7 and 1.1 million viewers flat. That's about the same they've done the last couple of times. UFC 152 did 955,000 viewers, and UFC 150 did 974,000 viewers. Of course, there was no UFC 151. Why? Because my man, not John Jones, 3WE in Atlanta, don't get mad at me, but the bottom line is John Jones has got He's got some shortcomings, as does every fighter. No question about that. Let's switch subjects just for a split second here. Okay, before I go back, take that back. Let's go with USC, of course, with Georgia St. Pierre and Carlos Condit. I'll go through that card real quick for you. But as I said, I'm not the biggest GSP fan in the world. But I do want to mention that Hulk Hogan's filed a lawsuit against Bubba the Love Sponge. Yeah, that radio guy. Seriously. And his ex-wife, evidently, they've got a video of Hulk having intimate relationships with a woman said to be his ex-wife, and they've aired him on the internet. You know, I guess you wouldn't be too happy about that, would you? I guess you really wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I'd be hot. That's why anytime anybody breaks out a camera around me, I get a little worried. 22-2 is Georgia St. Pierre. Hasn't lost in a long time. Stands a 5'11", 170 pounds, the world welterweight champion of the UFC. Carlos Condit, 28-5. He stands 6'2", so he'll have a height and a reach advantage. But over Georgia St. Pierre, I don't know if that's going to work because Carlos Condit isn't the greatest fighter in the world, although some people, it was controversial, his win for the interim title against Nick Diaz. It was just controversial. Some people thought Nick Diaz won. Some people thought Condit won. So it went back and forth. It was a controversial fight. Like to see them do it again. But looks like Nick Diaz, if he ever gets off that weed, that marijuana suspension, he will end up fighting the winner of this Carlos Condit, Georges St. Pierre card. Martin Kampman and Johnny Hendricks in the semi-main event. 25 is Kampman, 13-1 is Hendricks. Don't know which way to go on that one. Francis Carmont, Tom Lawler, Cyril Diabate, Chad Griggs. These are some of the guys. But my man on this card from Calgary, Canada is Calgary's very own middleweight, Nick Ring. Right on, Nick. 13-1. Got to give props to Nick. Nick is a hell of a interview. He's taking on a tough guy in Constance Philippou, 11-2, 1-0 contest. You know, as I'm looking at all these UFC fighters with these tattoos, I remember the great Jack Fisk. He was a Hall of Fame boxing writer. He died in 2006. He wrote for like 40 years for the San Francisco Chronicle, I think from like 1952 to 1992. Anyway, he says, you know, his big saying was he used to have that cigar in his mouth and say, you know, guys with tattoos can't fight. Maybe back in the day, Jack, but not nowadays. Got some bad dudes out there with some tattoos on them. Evidently, 25% of the population in the United States under the age of 30 has a tattoo. Me? Uh-uh. Because I'm thinking about going underground someday, so I don't want any tattoos. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. One sad thing before we get to the break. Mexican national heavyweight wrestling champion Hector Solano, better known as Hector Garza. Of course, he's Mexico's biggest star for the past couple of decades. He was came down with lung cancer. They diagnosed it last week. So best of luck to him in recovery. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tom Bowes, of course, East Bay Soul, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up?
What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure, as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, my God! It killed Kitty!
The Mod Squad! Still on TV. MeTV. It's 10 o'clock in the morning during the week. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Daniel Cormier, who I talked about a little bit earlier, a resident of Silicon Valley. Of course, he's Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, having, how can I say, just taken Josh Barnett apart in May for that title, of course. He's going to clash with John Jones. He says he's going to get his weight down to 205 pounds. He weighed like 225 the last time. He looked a little soft. So, yeah, there was some weight he could take off, but, you know, I don't want it to take away his fighting edge. I mean, that's what Daniel Cormier is all about, being able to get down and get dirty. I mean, he can fight you, he can wrestle you, he's a great wrestler, but straight up, you know, 205 pounds, that might be pushing a little bit. Might want to have one fight like at 210, 212, and then bring it down like that, but not going straight to 205. Cormier, I think that is the wrong move. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We air Saturdays at 11 a.m. on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and again Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. You can catch all the shows at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Till next week, don't forget the website. Take care. See you soon.